Everything we've done so far with our pups has set them up for success during the sensitive period, weeks 3 through 16. This is absolutely your busiest time. So on your mark, get set, go. Just to recap, we've discussed three periods in our pup's life so far. The time before birth, called the prenatal period, the first 2 weeks of life, the neonatal period, and the transition period, which runs from day 14 until about day 21. Now our pups entered the sensitive period, the most important developmental time in their lives. The sensitive period is the point in a puppy's maturation when experiences often leave long-term effects, when learning is easier for the pup, and that learning is most easily stored in long-term memory. During the sensitive period, a small number of experiences have major effects or damages on future behavior. And if we've done a good job developing our pups thus far, we may get a few more weeks of sensitive period to work with, extending it to 16 weeks. The sensitive period is preceded and followed by periods of lower sensitivity, the transition period before and the juvenile period afterwards. During this time, the pup's brain growth wraps up. It evolves from a neonatal brain focused on nursing and care solicitation to an adult dog brain. Adult behaviors appear during the sensitive period and are then refined during the juvenile and adolescent stages. The pup's brain growth continues to arise from synapses that are created and pruned based on whether neural pathways are used or not. Just as in the transition period, if a pup does a behavior or uses a part of its body a lot, the associated neurons will develop more synapses or connections with other key cells, up to 15,000 connections. But if a pup doesn't use its body or brain, those key connections and parts of the nerve cells will be pruned or lost to the pup. More synapses are generally considered a good thing because they're directly linked to a dog's intelligence, memory, learning speed, proprioception, and coordination. In addition to connections between the neurons, myelination continues, so the pup's nervous system becomes faster and more effective. By 10 weeks, pups have an unlimited ability to learn. In fact, learning is easy for puppies during the sensitive period, so we always want to remember that puppies learn best what they learn first, and we want to be sure that they're learning what will benefit them in the future. In fact, some things must be learned during the sensitive period, in particular innate behaviors, which we'll discuss in a bit. During these weeks, puppies' brains become hypersensitive to their environment. As a result, interactions with the world around them can have long-term and irreversible effects, both positive and negative. These experiences don't have to be frequent or prolonged, but they do need to be varied to get the most benefit for the puppy. They should include introductions to objects, sounds, activities, and environments, so pups become familiar with their world and understand what is safe and what is not. These introductions enable each pup by the end of the sensitive period to know who he is and how he fits in his world. A key set of experiences pups need during this period fall under the term socialization, learning to be comfortable with and how to behave acceptably with others. Socialization is not just simply meeting lots of people and dogs. It's learning the right way to act with people, dogs, and other animals. This learning, also known as manners, happens between 3 and 16 weeks of age. In the early part of the sensitive period, from 3 to 8 weeks, canine relationships are most important, specifically what are known as filial bonds or ties with their mother and siblings. Starting at 7 weeks, non-canine relationships become important. For most puppies, that means bonding with people, but for other pups, this socialization should include animals such as cats, other pets, horses, and more. Interestingly enough, socialization in the sensitive period doesn't require concurrent rewards and punishments, but social bonding is definitely accelerated by them. During the transition period, we talked about the appearance of the cleanliness instinct, which we use for potty training. Now we'll continue using this instinct by moving from potty training to housebreaking, so our pups understand to only urinate and defecate in appropriate places, either outdoors or in indoor potty areas. In addition, three more innate behaviors appear. Play, which becomes the foundation of social relationships with dogs and people, as well as everything from simple obedience to complex work skills, and everything in between. The pup's natural need to follow their mother becomes following us, and if fine-tuned by 16 weeks of age, creates adult dogs that can be safely off-leash. And finally, during this period, puppies become aware of edges and learn how to be safe around them, which translates into dogs with good sense in high places and comfort on stairs. Wow! Those are some amazing things happening in the sensitive period, but you know there has to be some bad news. And sure enough, there is. Early in the sensitive period, puppies are drawn to novelty or new things. They'll be focused on new people or immediately find the new toy that you toss in their pen. But then, as they get a little older, pups become wary of these same new things, objects, people, places. This wariness peaks in what is known as the fear imprint period, usually around 8 to 10 weeks of age. Wariness will then drop to an adult level, but be prepared for a second and sometimes even a third fear period between 6 and 14 months. We'll talk more about wariness and fear in another module. So for now, get ready to rock and roll with your sensitive period pups. They're ready, willing, and able. They have a complex brain and a fully functioning body with a maturing immune system. And if they've been challenged physically thus far, they have good proprioception and coordination. They're uniquely open and responsive to the world around them, and they offer owners and breeders a set of innate behaviors that can be used to prepare pups to be wonderful dogs. So what's our plan for our pups? All of this. Wow, there is a whole lot to do during the sensitive period. If the pups have been raised with their dam and ideally littermates, they know their dogs, so imprinting is done, but holy cow, everything else remains to be done. We're going to set up environments and experiences to develop their brains, including social bonding and creating puppies that are intelligent, trainable, coordinated, confident, and good learners and problem solvers. We are going to create healthy bodies, including a fine-tuned stress management system, a functioning immune system, and healthy joints through the environments we provide them, the nutrition we feed them and their mothers, how and what kind of stresses we introduce them to, and through the vaccination protocol we use. We introduce pups to their world through experiences, and we begin to teach manners through our environmental design, actions, and training programs, because it's much easier to teach manners to puppies now than it is to do so later in life. Remember, puppies learn best what they learn first. So welcome to the sensitive period. We are off and running. I'll see you in the next module.